Hi everyone, this is Angel Life Makeover and this is Andrea Dumbecki. Today we'll be talking about holiday season sanity. We all know that the holiday season can be an emotionally loaded time, and then add the lockdown with COVID and you got a lot of things happening. Here in Washington, we are on lockdown too. January 4th, which means we can't have anyone over in our house that doesn't live with us. We can't go to gatherings. And, you know, it's not really that bad for me this time. I feel like I have a lot of things to do in the house. I've been doing a lot of crafts. I've been working with plants. I've been writing my books. I've just been making the best of it. But I feel a lot of people are struggling with this. They're depressed and isolated, and it's a trying time. In general. And so I wanted to talk about ways that we can uplift ourselves during the holiday season, stay in our heart center, stay present, and be joyful and hopeful. So first of all, it's really good to be present and in our heart. During the holiday season, emotions can be tumultuous. We do life reviews, we take inventory, we think we failed at certain things, we're not as far ahead as we would like, or maybe we're stuck in nostalgia, we miss past loved ones that are on the other side, or even you know, we miss people that we no longer talk to anymore. We miss the good old days. And so I find the solution to all that stuff is to get in the present moment, get aligned, and really bring all your energy to the now. A great way to heal this is to have a sacred ceremony. You could light a candle, say a prayer, release the past, bless everyone, and vow to be happy in the now and make the best of the now. Really, that's about being in tune with what would you like to do in each moment and make a plan for the holiday season. It might be baking. It might be making gifts. It might be working with plants. This past weekend, I found some holly in the forest by me. I picked some. I made some Christmas fairy holly sprays. I made a holly essence. I'm going to make some wreaths out of it. And it was really fulfilling. And then I started to draw some reindeer. And I really had an amazing weekend. And what I realized is that especially during lockdown and with the holidays, we need to create our own fun and engage our family members or roommates or whoever we're living with. And that's about intuitive awareness. What is good for everybody right now? What activity? How can I be present and joyful? And so I want to do a little clearing with the angels, clearing any negative energies, depressions, sadnesses, anything that's keeping you down and blocking your ability to enjoy the sacredness of the holiday season. So we're just going to take a deep breath. We're just going to go in our heart, take a deep breath and awaken that beautiful heart love and magic and joy. And then we're also going to go in our mind and we're just going to ask the angels to uplift our mind, release negative thoughts, release negative ideas, anything that's ego-based, anything that's burdening us, anything that's not true. And we're just going to get into that peaceful mind state. And the simplest way to get into a peaceful mind state is to take a deep breath. And really, that calms down your thoughts. And then I always recommend journaling. Journaling helps us to take inventory of our thoughts. Are we believing negative things? Are we concluding negative things? I see people think the same negative idea for 20 years. Is it true? I don't know. That's up to you. Simple negative thoughts we can think as I'll always be alone, no one loves me, I miss the boat. We can think these thoughts for like years at a time. So really great to take inventory of your thoughts. It's also a time of self-forgiveness, releasing guilt and suffering, and just moving into this energy of peace. So just going to take a deep breath and allow the angels to assist us in swirling some healing energy around us, releasing stressful ideas from our aura that are blocking our present moment, and also making peace with the lockdown, blessing and forgiving the lockdown, and just kind of staying calm about that, making the best of all that, and blessing everyone, blessing the healing of the earth. So I want to deal with a few holiday stresses that come up. Number one is self-care. Some of us feel pressured during the holiday season to overeat. We get distracted from our normal routines, and then we feel unhappy and stressed out. We might overcommit to things. So it's really great to stay grounded, stay in tune, and have your schedule. Maybe it's your eating healthy and exercising schedule, your meditation vacation schedule, relaxation schedule. Make sure not to get too caught up in the holiday stresses or pressures, which we can still feel even if we're not socializing a lot. We still might want to shop a lot, and we can stress ourselves out with trying to figure out how to make the perfect holiday season. So we want to release that stress, bring in an intuitive schedule, and stay connected to your self-care routine. It could be simple taking walks alone, taking time for breathing, meditation, breaks, taking times for relaxation. That also goes into money. Money is a big thing during the holiday season. We feel pressure to buy a lot of stuff. So it's really important to calm your mind and spirit about this. Do some abundance meditations, intuitively spend, and ask the universe for what you need and stay grounded. Choose not to create financial stress during this holiday season. So we're going to work with the angels of abundance right now to bring in abundance blessings, to ask that all our needs are met, and that we can manage our money for the holiday season with confidence and abundance. We have dominion over our finances. Open your hands and imagine the angels helping you to have all the money that you need and be confident with your spending this holiday season. And we're looking at our holiday patterns. Do you overspend and then stress out? Do you feel the pressure to buy lots of stuff? Just be present with your emotional patterns, and we're just going to bring peace to all emotional patterns. Another thing that's coming up is missing all our loved ones. It's really important to take some time to honor our grief. Maybe you missed the way things were in the past. Maybe people moved away. We have to honor that grief. You might want to say some prayers, journal about that, and then also choose to be present and make the best of the now. And then work with your angels. You can do a little meditation. Trust your intuition about how to make the best of the holiday season right now. So let's take a moment to do that with our angels and just ask to get some visions or messages about how we can really bring joy and presence and alignment to our holiday season. You might see simple things like getting a Christmas wreath, decorating a certain way, having certain craft parties, or, you know, making sprays or things. I made a Christmas fairy spray that was very uplifting. So just going to sit with our angels and just bring in that inspiration of how we can be in our present alignment and enjoy our holiday season. So the next thing is feeling connected to the sacred during this holiday season. If we're not connected to the sacred, we can be disconnected, fearful, stressed out, lonely. And so this is a time, I feel it even all month, that the veil is thin. With the winter solstice, with Christmas Eve, these are very special times of year where the veil is thin, which means we're more connected to God, we're more connected to angels, we're more connected to our deceased loved ones. So we want to open our heart to the beauty of that. We can do some meditations, we can slow down and listen, and just honor that. You might want to take time for sacred ceremony. A simple way to create a sacred ceremony is to just take some time where you're going to unplug, shut off all your devices, light a candle, journal, maybe make an altar. And you can do something sacred, like make something, a craft, or, meditate with your ancestors or your guardian angels or the angels of Christmas. And just notice what energies are coming through for you when we slow down and we are in tune. An amazing thing about slowing down and becoming in tune is that we start to see that the universe is giving us messages all the time. Those little whispers, those little messages in movies, the synchronicities. We slow down and listen, we feel connected to that magic. So some other simple ways to enjoy your holiday season is to, plan your activities. That could be your favorite movies, music, decorating, crafting, cooking, and also opening your heart and your intuition to what activities to do with your loved ones. And if you're alone during the holidays, the angels remind you to reach out to others and really pray and meditate about how you can spend your holidays and not feel that loneliness. When I moved away from my hometown. I felt lonely on a lot of Christmases, even though I had my husband with me. I miss my extended family, and so I had to do a lot of heart healing on the best ways to spend my holidays and just kind of send that prayer out there. And a lot of times I'd have unexpected visitors, last minute things would happen, and usually I would have friends come over on Christmas randomly, and it was fun. So that works every time. If you feel like you're going to be spending your holidays alone and you're afraid of that, just send a prayer to your angels that you're going to have the most perfect holiday. And usually what happens is if we are alone, we really enjoy that time. We're relaxed. We're in the flow of life. Or unexpectedly, you'll get an invite or you'll get kind of ideas about how to spend your holiday season. So last thing I'm going to do is just really help us to open to the magic of the season, the sacredness of the season, being in tune with the season, opening our heart to the magic and help all around us, and then just opening our consciousness to whatever way that wants to show up for us to be in that flow of life. The angels are also reminding you to really enjoy the imagery, the colors, the creativity of the season. There's so much amazing creativity around Christmas time. I love all the arts. I love the movies, the sacred stories. My favorite ones are especially A Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life. They all have great messages. They're deep spiritual messages. So enjoy yourself this holiday season. And if you want some holiday inspiration, come join my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. We do lots of fun Christmas activities with the fairies and angels, and we share lots of inspiration and love in there. So thank you for listening today. This is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. If you're interested in a private angel reading session, I'm offering holiday specials for 1, 3, and 9 session packages. And they have some fun classes on my website that you could watch in replay, especially the Winter Fairy class. The Winter Fairy class is a seasonal replay class that I offer, and it helps us to really connect with the magic of winter and the fairies. Thank you for listening. You can also find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.